Honey, oh my god, the drama is getting real. It has been 72 hours since the James Charles drama has occurred, with allegations of grooming and so much more. Now, just a quick disclaimer, this is in no way to slander James Charles. This is data that I have collected from drama channels and other sources like Cosmo that have reported on it. Now, this tea is hot and spicy, but with real no quality or real quantity behind the allegations, with, of course, respect to both parties. Now, why am I suddenly making an episode about this? Because, buckle up, honey, we are going to discuss three important things that happen in all communities concerning these allegations. The three topics that we will discuss today is, and are, fetishizing, grooming, and what we should do going forward. Now, this as a little quick disclaimer, again, is what I've collected, what I've seen, what I've heard, and what I've read. But take my advice with a grain of salt, as I am not a legal aid or not anyway certified. This is just me reporting on what the drama is, because I really do feel it is necessary to make a better tomorrow. Now, let us start things off with this. What does it mean to fetishize someone or something? Basically, you take an element of the individual, of that entity, and only pursue that. Where does this become murky? That is the question that one should ask themselves if they feel like they are fetishizing someone. As we know, Grindr and other gay, quote, social media apps, end quote, took away the filter concerning race or ethnicity. They stated that it was in solidarity of the BLM, or the Black Lives Matter movement, which is great. It's 2021. We should have long, long time ago passed the idea of looking at race and skin color. However, it is still very present, and where things become murky and dark is when you only think of that person in a way, such as only thinking of a Black, Latin, brown man because they are that. Or, oh, I must only have a person that is white. Whatever the case may be, you are then fetishizing that person, that party in essence. Now, through this rabbit hole, one can conclude that it is only because they are of X thing or they do Y thing because they are that, and that, oh, you find them hot and will only think about them to satisfy your sexual appetite with complete disregard to their humanity, to their well-being. It is viewing someone as a literal toy instead of as a human. And that is the issue. Now, continuing, my dear amazing listener, thank you so much for listening. Now, sexuality is a spectrum. Really, it's a 4D map that changes over time with different individuals. I will only speak of my experience that I've had with individuals, and they will remain anonymous. Because it is not anyone's right, be they gay, lesbian, or whatever you wish to ascribe them or identify as, to spill the tea of any deeds that may have occurred, because they are trusting you with a power. Now, there are many adult actors who do, quote, gay for pay. That is basically capitalizing on sexuality, that which is fine, as long as all parties have consented and boundaries were drawn and known of. I have chatted with many men and many individuals questioning their sexuality. I have even had relations with them, not always sexual. However, because of the society that we live in, heteronormative bullshit and what others think obviously can cause a form of stress and trauma to these individuals because they may think of themselves as less of a man. However, that is not the case. To any man, woman, or individual who is questioning their sexuality right now, and if you're listening to me, you are loved. You deserve happiness, love, and overall the acceptance of your identity. It should not be fetishized, and you should not be preyed upon. You should only have, as I said, happiness, love, and overall the acceptance of your identity. Now, I just want to say, before we take a little quick ad break, is that you can have just friends, just friendship, just chatting. As with allegations that this Snapchatter, Instagrammer, whatever the case may be, you know, it's only fair that, you know, you do deserve friends, even if they are, quote, celebrity status. However, right after break, we will talk about grooming. Now, my amazing dear listeners, fetishizing may lead to a thing known as grooming. Grooming is when an individual establishes an emotional connection to occur, which then inhibits the other individual's objections of advances, which are normally sexual advances. Grooming can occur from a family friend, a supervisor. Anyone really with even a small shred of power can cause forms of grooming to occur. Really, it all depends on the relationship. With the example of James Charles, he is an idol to many. So that alone is enough to warrant an understanding that he selected certain individuals who he found attractive. Now, he even tweeted that he would, from his previous scandals, be more cognizant. Now, I know he did not say that specifically, that he would be more cognizant. However, he said he would start taking forms of ID to find his true love. However, he did not do that, obviously, because we are talking about this. Now, why he did not do that, I do not know. But he does have the money and even the reason. Reason being as free as you can get to get some form of identification of a legal document that can showcase you are of legal age to consent, sexually speaking, of course, and from. That alone is enough. However, obviously, he did not do that. Now, it is one thing for public records to become obviously public. However, especially with the nuanced situation of this particular TikToker who said that he was going to the police station, we might not know. And it is none of our business to know, unfortunately, my dear amazing listeners. Rather, we should learn from this, which then brings me to my final point. The final point being is a theory of mine, and I do not actually have the means to create, edit, or do anything certain to social behaviors and apps, as this is my idea alone. And granted, a few of you amazing listeners would probably obviously have this idea. So, to use the most infamous of gay dating apps, Grindr has been problematic lately with canceling of its users and a few other apps, which, okay, we can get into that tea later. I believe, however, that we are now entering a tipping point in which identification should be collected, verified, and then eradicated in case of a leak or hack. Kind of like Tinder's Noonlight, but 2.0. Now, with all of that said and done, as well as a large overhaul of Grindr, me picking a small bone from spam bots and more of it that has occurred, maybe they should freeze it over, kind of like what Hornet did that one time that it, you know, I don't want to say it was a virus because it wasn't a virus per se. Now, I am just saying, you know, to get rid of these accounts, to really crack down on it. I, however, have no idea how to build an app, let alone fix it. Continuing, regardless, is that my amazing listeners, that we should have these forms of identification for not only our protection, but for the protection of others. Unfortunately, it is not uncommon for an individual to seek out their idol, obviously, like in this case. However, it is still also unfortunate that their idol ultimately really showed their true colors to them and really wanted to use their power over this particular minor, because at the end of the day, that is what he is. He is a minor and James Charles is an adult. He is a grown man. Well, this is where we can get a little testy, is that, okay, he's adulting, but he is of legal consent to consume alcohol, to have sexual relations, to vote, etc., etc. He is an adult, and until federal laws change, he is an adult and should be held responsible. The point that I want to do for this closing is look at Katy Perry. When she kissed the conservatives, a particular contestant on American Idol, when I tried to look for it, I couldn't find the individual's name. But when she kissed him, there was such backlash against her. And, you know, that could have been counted as sexual assault. They didn't press charges for whatever reason, to my knowledge. And this is where it gets, like, it doesn't matter if the adult, because in this case, there are both adults, are male, female, whatever, and they then target this minor because they are under the age of 18. It doesn't matter. That is still warranted to learn a lesson as society, to reprimand and to resolve any damages should they feel that they have been, that they want to press charges. Now, with all of that said, my dear reader, which I know it is a lot of just negative tea, I want you all to know that you all deserve love, you deserve happiness, and you deserve the wealth of the moment of being happy. And unfortunately, James Charles might still feel, I saw a lot of tweets about it, he might feel that he is still 17 or that he is still in high school and that, like, oh, I'm just being keen about it. And I'm just, no, there are reasons why, you know, this shouldn't die over. Like, look at Shane Dawson. And this is not in any way to chase clout. No, ma'am. No, sir. I am sorry to say that is not the case. If anything, it should bring light to what is fetishizing, especially with people of color. We are fetishized at times just because we may identify as either Latino, as Afro-Latino, as African-American, as whatever the case may be. That then removes us as humans. It then should bring into light grooming, being like, oh, I'm just going to groom you up. I will give you this. I will do that. I will blah, 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 blah. It's not blackmail, because assuming that the person isn't using their power of, like, sensitive information, should they have any, over you, but rather it's just like, you know, I did this for you, so you should then do that. James Charles communicating with them, well, I'm your biggest idol. You should do this for me. Case in point, and I know that is not what he said or XYZ in the third. However, that is just a simple example. And finally, we should, as a society, as the queer community, as whatever community you wish to put in it, because it's that versatile, we should start taking things more seriously and start providing better fail safes, better documentation, and better identification to remove just that issue of, well, I don't want to get in trouble because you are a minor or a minor is approaching an app. I know I might face backlash behind that from minors that, oh no, like, you know, we should be free. No, there's a reason why Google Play, Apple, the Apple Store specifically, BlackBerry, Samsung, the Galaxy Store, whatever the case may be, there's reasons why they have ratings. There's reasons why certain people should only download certain apps. I feel that there should be ultimately some accountability on all ends to make the world a little bit better and a little bit safer. Now, with that, my dear readers, I wish you all a happy Tuesday, and I wish you all the best day, night, and week coming forward.